This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Our very brief slice of the Afghanistan story today comes to us via the International Monetary Fund and the letters S, D, and R. The IMF, and yes, I know that's a lot of letters here, is scheduled to distribute more than $400 million to Afghanistan next week in the form of what are called special drawing rights, those SDRs, basically a really big line of credit. Anyway, those SDRs were approved mere weeks ago, pre-Taliban, of course, but the Biden administration has now decided it would be not good to let the Taliban have that money. This is all of a piece, of course, with the global financial story we've been telling you about Afghanistan this week. The U.S. trying to economically isolate the Taliban as best it can. But remember, China and Russia, just to name two, have decided they're still going to deal with the Taliban. Back here, there is an economic data story to be told, as there's a Delta variant-inspired sag in some of that data, specifically what is called high-frequency data, indicators of what just happened, just as in, like, yesterday, or in some cases, same day, what just happened in this economy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman walks us through that story.
Let's start by looking at the economic impact of the rapid spread of the Delta variant. John Waldman is CEO of Homebase, which helps more than 100,000 small companies manage payroll and scheduling.
Over the last couple of weeks, we have started to see an impact from the COVID Delta variant, both a slowdown on the forward-looking work that's going to happen, that's the scheduling activity, and the timesheets activity, which is a slowdown in people working today.
And clients are saying they face some of the same obstacles as in previous COVID surges.
Concerns for their team, concerns for their customers, a slowdown in customer activity.
The slowdown extends to mid-sized and big businesses. UKG Software, which is a marketplace underwriter, tracks millions of hourly employees as they clock in and out every day. Chief Customer Officer Dave Gilbertson says work shifts have fallen over the past 4 weeks, especially in regions hit hard by COVID.
In the Southeast in particular, we saw a much bigger drop in workforce activity than other parts of the country.
Gilbertson says there is another reason fewer people have punched into work since mid-July.
There is so much built-up vacation time throughout the pandemic. People are taking vacation. That's good news.
On the employment front, the job market's also shifted into a slightly lower gear, according to job site Indeed, which is also a marketplace underwriter. But chief economist Jed Kalko says job postings are still running really high in
sectors like tech and finance, engineering and research. To me, that's a sign that there's still strong confidence in where the economy is headed longer term.
Kalko says there's also a boom in HR jobs, the folks who recruit and hire other workers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.